Dennis Potter, the acclaimed British TV writer who died last year, is best known for what he calls his dramas with music, like Pennies from Heaven and The Singing Detective. The more recent example, the six-hour Lipstick on Your Collar from 1993, has been released on home video. TV critic David Bianculli has a review.
The way I see it, there are only a handful of TV drama writers who can be considered the absolute best at what they do or did. From the so-called Golden Age, there's Patty Chayefsky, Rod Serling, and maybe Reginald Rose. From our current generation, there's David E. Kelley of Picket Fences and Chicago Hope, who just walked away from both of those shows. And from the 60s until his death last year, there's Dennis Potter, whose overall body of TV work is better and more original than anybody's. Surprisingly, there's more of Potter to come. Just before he died, Potter wrote two more dramas with music that will be presented jointly next year by England's Channel 4 and the BBC. They're called Karaoke and Cold Lazarus. I've read the scripts, and they're brilliant. Undoubtedly, PBS or some cable network will import them both, so we have those to look forward to. The rest of Potter's amazing output is another matter. The Singing Detective, his masterpiece to date, has never been released on video. And Pennies from Heaven, after a similarly low-key public TV showing, has been equally hard to find. Most of the rest of Potter's work has never been televised in this country at all, so the only way to see it is to travel to New York's Museum of Television and Radio. That's why I'm excited that Lipstick on Your Collar, which was televised in New York last year, has been released this month by New Video. It's not Potter's best work by any means, but even average Potter is more watchable and surprising than most of what else is out there. The setting this time is the 50s, and it's about the work and home lives of some clerks in Britain's War Office during the Suez Canal crisis. As always in these dramas with music, characters are apt to break into song, any song, and lip-syncing any voice at just about any time. Imagine this. One of the War Office clerks is reading a newspaper account of Anthony Eden's speech about the crisis in the Suez. We hear the Prime Minister's voice, but then we suddenly cut to the House of Commons, where Eden's voice is replaced in mid-sentence by the head clerk. He's repeating Eden's speech before Parliament. But then his voice is replaced too, as he begins lip-syncing an appropriate rock song from the period. Listen.
Her Majesty's government is ever mindful of the fact that this vital waterway is a main artery of world trade and a fundamental interest in the defense and the business of this nation. Unilateral action by President Nasser puts in jeopardy not only the efficient and proper use of
an international waterway, but also the proper conduct of international relationships as we understand them.
Yeah.
It's time for the President of Egypt to pause for thought.
Hear, hear.
There are some things he just cannot do.
Yeah.
And so I say to Colonel Nasser, take heed. You may imagine that you can do what you will, but...
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything with half of my blue suede shoes.
What else can I say? There's a sexy movie usher played by Louise Germain who is lusted after by three different men, one who's sexy, one who's timid, and one who's obsessed. There's enough profanity, sex, violence, and intrigue to make NYPD Blue look like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, and enough originality to make you miss Dennis Potter all the more. The most compelling reason to seek out Lipstick on Your Collar, though, is as a sort of sneak preview. Germain, who stars, and Rennie Rye, who directs, have teamed with Singing Detective producer Kenneth Trodd for the upcoming Karaoke and Cold Lazarus. So this is a chance to catch some of their earlier work. Trust me, though, the best is yet to come.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News. He reviewed Dennis Potter's Lipstick on Your Collar, released by New Video. Also just released is Without Walls, the last interview Potter gave to the BBC.